Ladies, I'd like to start by asking you a question. Asking questions is a good way to teach others and also a good way to learn. Do you know who Lois and Eunice are in the New Testament? If you turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1, I'll read to you a few verses that will tell you who these two ladies are and why I consider them important ladies for us to learn from. 2 Timothy chapter 1, I'll start in verse 3. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers, with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. So Lois was Timothy's grandmother, and Eunice was Timothy's mother. And these two ladies had a great influence in the life of Timothy in teaching him the ways of God so that he might come to true faith in the one true God. It is a passion of my heart that we need to teach our children, the next generation, the things of the Lord, because it's the next generation that's going to carry the gospel to the next generation and the next and the next. And it's been a real burden on my heart for decades now that we need to really work on instructing our children in the ways of the Lord. Not all of you are mothers, but all of you have some influence in the life of some child. Maybe you're an aunt, maybe you're a mother, maybe you're a grandmother. Maybe you're a sister to younger children. Perhaps you help with the orphan care there in your own country. In some way, all of us can be an influence in the life of a child. If you turn over to Deuteronomy chapter 6, I'd like to read you some verses that influenced me greatly in my young years as a young mother about 3 decades or so ago. Moses is giving some instruction to the people as they're preparing to go into the promised land. And listen to what he says in starting in verse. Well, let's just go ahead and start in verse 1. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers has promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. There's an awful lot here, ladies, an awful lot. We're to fear the Lord our God. We're to teach our children diligently to fear the Lord our God. Did you notice the passion that Moses put into these words? And all of these things that were commanded to these people were for their own good, that it might be well with them. And what did he tell them in verse 5? We're to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our might. And what are we to do with these words then? We're to teach them diligently to our children. We're to teach them in a structured and purposeful way. That's one reason that I am really enjoying the Answers in Genesis Sunday School materials that we use here in our church. It's a very structured and systematic way of teaching through the Bible, starting in Genesis and going all the way through Revelation, teaching these children the true history of the earth from the time that God created the world and coming through to the end when God will make all things new. It's very structured. It teaches us about the attributes of God all the way through. We're learning memory verses all the way through. We're learning godly characteristics. We're learning that man is a sinner and in need of a Savior. And all of this is wrapped up together in the teaching of the lessons. We're to teach our children diligently. And notice in verse 7 that it's not just Sunday morning Sunday school or the worship hour on Sunday, but we're to do this continuously. Notice all the things that he says. When you sit in your house, well, we do that quite a bit. So when you're sitting in your house, you're to be instructing your children. When you walk by the way. For us here in America, most of us have cars, and we will put our children in the cars and drive from here to there, shopping or to church or to the library or wherever we need to go. And while we're in the car, that's a good time to be reviewing memory verses. That's a good time to be singing Bible songs. It's a good time to be teaching them the fear of the Lord in many different ways. Just taking everyday life issues as they come up and talking to them, well, what does God say about that action or that thought or those words? What does God say about it? And teach them. What does God say? What does God expect of them? When thou liest down, even when you put your children to bed at night, say a prayer with them. Teach them again about God. Commit them to God's care as they sleep. And when thou risest up, when you get up in the morning, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Think of things to thank God for first thing in the morning. Thank you for another restful night of sleep. Thank you, God, for the food that you've provided for me this day. Thank you, God. Let's look at Psalm 78. Psalm 78 is important to me because I believe that I should teach not only my own children, but also my grandchildren. And this is part of the reason, while we look there at Deuteronomy, you notice that they didn't teach just their own children, but they were to teach their sons' sons. So they were to teach the succeeding generations. Psalm 78. I will read the first 8 verses. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord, and his strength, and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be, as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. Did you notice as I was reading there that all the generations are to know the fear of the Lord? We've heard it from our fathers. They gave it to us. And now it's our responsibility to pass it on to the next generation. And they take it to the next and the next and the next. All the generations are to know the fear of the Lord. And look at verse 4. He tells us what we're to tell them. He tells them we're to show to the generation to come the praises of the Lord, His strength, and His wonderful works which He has done. So there's an outline of some things that you can teach your children. Tell them the praises of the Lord. The book of Psalms is a good place to get the praises of the Lord. You can sing these to your children. Teach them about His strength. What a mighty God we serve. And the wonderful works that He has done. My, there are so many mighty works. It's just starting with the 6 days of creation. You see, God just spoke and these things came to be. By the very breath of His mouth, He created. What a mighty God we serve. He took a handful of dirt, fashioned it into a man, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. What a mighty God we serve. Can I do that? Can I take my clay and make it and into it and it comes alive? No. But God is a mighty God. He has that kind of power. What a mighty God we serve. And if you look at verse 7, we have the purpose for teaching them. We teach them so that they might set their hope in God. Let these children hope in God. When all around them seems hopeless, our hope is in our God. And we can trust whatever He brings to pass is for His perfect will. Secondly, not to forget the works of God. And third, to keep His commandments. And if you remember the end of the book of Ecclesiastes, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. What is our duty towards God? We're to fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. As I said before, one way that you can teach your children is to sing to them. One thing that I like to do with my children and my grandchildren now is to sing scripture to them. Scripture set to music is a terrific way to really learn it and to own it as your own. When you sing it, you know it. It becomes a part of you, and it can be something that you can call to your mind easily. Just recently in our Sunday school class, we learned Psalm 19, verses 7 through 11. Those verses have been set to music, and you can sing those to your children. I'll sing for you to show you how it can be done. If you take Psalm 19, verse 7 as the verse, and then sing 10 as a chorus, then go back and sing verse 8 and 10 again, and then sing verse 9 and use verse 11 as the chorus. And by doing that, you will sing all 5 verses and you will get them memorized quite easily. Sometimes to make the words fit the music, you have to repeat a phrase here and there, but you will get the idea quite easily. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. gold, sweeter also than honey, and the honeycomb. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. And you see, you can fit the words of Scripture quite easily to a tune that you know. Whatever folk tunes or music that you use there in Kenya, find an easy tune and then take the words of Scripture and fit it to the tune, and you will have a good way of teaching Scripture to your children. One more I'll do for you is from Psalm 34, verses 11 through 14. This is to the tune of a hymn called Come Ye Sinners. And when I saw the words Come Ye Children, it immediately came to mind. And so I tried the words with that tune, and I find that it works quite well, actually. See if you like it and can use it as well. Psalm 34, 11 through 14. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. I hope, ladies, that these words will be an encouragement to you. Diligently teach these things to your children. They are the ones that are going to carry the gospel to the next generation and the next. We can't drop the baton. Just like in a relay race, one runner will run and pass the stick or the baton to the next runner, who will grab it and take and run it to the next runner, who will take and grab it and run on to the next one until the race is completed. We can't afford to drop the baton. We have to pass on the faith to the next generation. May God bless you all as you seek to obey Him and to do these things. God bless you all. I love you, and I hope to be able to someday maybe even meet you in person. God bless you.